You're listening to Become Family, a podcast aimed at restoring confidence in marriage and family life.
This is all for free.
You're welcome.
Look at that. Look at this mic. So much green.
So much green. So much duct tape. All around. Surround iPhones.
Yes. Surrounded by iPhones with duct tape on them. Because.
To hold them up.
Because I had to break the. So Monica's talking about our setup. Because they're still trying to do YouTube. Oh, look, the light came out. And the different like tripod stands I have so much duct tape on them because. When we went to travel to St. Louis for Seek, I wanted to get the kids' Switch on there so they could play Switch in the car. So I had to break a couple of these. By break, I mean I had to extend them beyond their capacity, like what they were created to do, right? It's like the Lord, he infuses us grace so we do more than we think we could do. I did that to the tripods. So like all the attachments now, like they're broken, but they need to be able to hold the iPhones up for this. So
duct tape.
Duct tape all around. Very professional looking.
Yep.
Pretty sure this is what all the big tubers do.
And the laptop is propped up on a stack of illustrated Harry Potter books.
Harry Potter books. That's for the next episode if you disagree with Harry Potter. Next episode. This week, though, we're going to talk about we're not going to talk about anything about me, but but first I wanted to talk about my oral fixations. No, I purposely worded it like that.
I wasn't ready for that.
Why are you holding? Just why was that the response? No,
I don't know where to hide myself right now.
But by that I mean food
textures.
Yes, but like in my mouth, textures in my mouth.
Food textures.
So
food.
I got on a really quick, very quick on and off, on ramp, off ramp, on the fried rice. That was from Friday until Sunday.
Yes.
I finished all the rice.
Two batches of rice.
You were so disappointed today. I felt so bad when you're like, did you finish all the rice? Yes.
I wanted some for lunch.
That's why I made it, to eat it. But I got really, like,
so
I
finished, much rice.
There was extra rice left over on Friday. Oh, it was for my, like, my meal at the end of the day. No, for like my Lenten, like
dinner.
Eat. Yes, the dinners. Dinner. That's what we call it. That's what civilized people call it.
So you wanted fried rice with eggs.
I had fried rice and I fried a little tilapia.
Yeah, you put
fish some teriyaki sauce. I didn't do eggs in that one.
Oh, excuse me.
So I did that. And then the next day on Saturday, I was like, I want more.
I like it.
I ate like three huge bowls. And then this evening, I would have liked more rice, but old Renzo disappoints me in his inability to stop. So then I found the can of corned beef hash, which is delicious, and I'm sure people have judgments on like how unhealthy it is. I think everyone's wrong, and it was so good. And then I just made some again while you were taking time upstairs to be a parent. I did it again,
fried it up.
It's amazing how like
crunchy,
but like
corned beef. And
like,
it's very St. Patrick's Day of you though.
Is it
corned beef?
That's not right. Yes. But yes, no, the shirts are St. Patrick's.
That's true.
Easter. But like, it's just amazing how I can go through like cycles of, I love this. And then if you get more of it, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah,
we have a lot of quinoa. It's like the children.
It's like quinoa. I went through a quinoa phase. I was frying quinoa, teriyaki sauce and everything.
It's the pattern. You usually fry different things. Fry corned beef and hash.
Mm-hmm.
Fried rice, fried quinoa, fried fish, fried...
Yeah.
Eggs,
see, I'm consistent.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Man, I went through that. Like, I was having you get huge things from Costco of quinoa. And I may go through that again.
I'm sure you will.
Do we still have a bag? Yes. I think we have like half a bag. Is it still good? It's from Peru.
So that must mean it's
good forever. Never lets you down. Has oral fixations. It's great. Quinoa is great.
My goodness.
But it's just the texture, I think, at the end of the day. Because I get snacky at the end of the day. Like if I've had a long time of being an extrovert when I'm not an extrovert, I think I like go to food to like do something to me. Yeah. Regulate. But like, yeah, to regulate my emotions. And but usually it has to be like something like crunchy,
but also like a soft lot of, and chewy.
Yeah, and M&Ms make my belly hurt. So
yep. So can't do that.
Sometimes it's M&Ms around can't Halloween season. But yeah, rice, quinoa, it's great.
Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm.
Gomer said, share what makes me excited.
Currently
is rice and corned beef hash.
That's right.
And trad wives. That's also what I want to talk
Excellent
about today.
Segue.
That's why this is why I co-host. I know how to mesh the topics together.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, what makes you excited about trad wives?
Actually, nothing. Nothing excites me. I'm not excited about them.
Not a thing.
I have feelings about all the things. Wait, also.
Before that, drink your low sodium V8.
We're out of low sodium V8, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
We could add it to the list.
This is regular sodium V8.
Yeah,
doesn't make it any better. Actually, it probably tastes better with sodium.
Because this is a lot of potassium.
This is like. That's like drinking tomato soup.
Mm-hmm.
Cold tomato soup.
Well, that's amazing. We're back to my eating habits.
I'm suddenly very thirsty. I can feel tomato soup in my mouth right now, and I need a drink of water.
That's a disorder. You need to go to the doctor.
Oh, I have the disorder.
Because it's funny, because I'll go through like certain things with food. I'm like, it needs to feel or taste a certain way. And then other things, I'm like, I just do this for the calorie and the nutrition. Don't care.
Yeah.
So.
And that's V8. Mm-hmm. Tuna.
That you married that. What does that say about you? Like me. You married me and my things.
I don't know.
Mm.
Let us know what that says about me.
You need to, according to the Tradwise, you need to start looking pretty.
Oh my gosh.
All the time. You need to make me more V8 with your feet. You need to go out there and squish it.
Squish the tomatoes myself?
Outside. Yes. Then drain the sodium out of it.
So that you can like have the natural sodium from my fingers.
Mm-hmm. Your feet aren't, your fingers are not on your feet, but I'm sure that's.
I can't, the visual I need.
Of saying toes.
How need it to be my hands. I can't.
So what's your issue with Tradwise?
My issue is that I didn't come up with the topic.
So I thought this would be interesting to talk about because you talked about red pilling. And that, I think it was interesting to get feedback on that because people said they, notice how my tone changed because this is serious.
We switched. No.
I can switch. This is what I tell my kids: like, if you guys can't switch, stop being silly. If you can, then you can be silly.
That's right. Okay, keep switching. Go ahead.
So we talked about red pilling.
Yes,
and that got traction because people seem to be unaware of this, like what the trends are. Again, this is social media trends. So like if you're not on social media, please just stay off of it forever.
Let us entice you there.
No, don't. It's not worth it. But so similarly to like the red pill and manosphere type stuff, it's funny. A lot of red pill guys and like Pua pickup artist guys were commenting on social, on YouTube saying like that I had it wrong and I mixed up the things and like, I didn't mix it up. I just asked how like that led into the manosphere.
Yes.
But like whatever. But similarly, like the idea of trad wives is another social media trend that I think is like, I don't know if it's getting any more traction or whatever. I don't really follow it, but I know it's out there. And I know certain people that we follow are kind of going into that direction or like are post about it sometimes. And I just think it's worth addressing because in case our audience followers, like if they're ever exposed to it, I think it'd be good for them to have a context of like, oh, what is this? But also, and something to bring up in marriages too, of like roles within the relationship, I think is important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've talked about headship and,
what's that?
Things.
Sorry. Okay. I'm kidding.
Submission and things like that. So
like jujitsu.
That's right.
Submission. Monica did her first jujitsu class.
Another tangent. Yes. I did.
Called out.
The thing I was most proud of was that I didn't, and where are you going?
I don't want them to hear me sip.
Oh, I was most proud of that. I didn't embarrass our 10-year-old with my limited, but okay-ish jujitsu skills.
You did great. I didn't watch a thing, but you did great.
I thought you watched me.
I watched some of it.
Now I can't.
No, I'm kidding.
Now I can't accept any of your compliments. I thought you were kidding. Serious.
I was serious.
I'm actually really offended right now. Can you tell by my voice? My pitch just changed. Wait, you didn't watch me and then tell me I did great?
You did great. I saw you do a lumberjack sweep on somebody. It was great. That's the one when you like grab their legs.
I did do that.
I didn't mean to say like, no, but you grabbed their ankles and you pushed
her
down.
And then I pushed her down.
Yes.
Yep.
You did that one.
I did. Yeah. So my goal going in was to not embarrass Colby. And then I achieved it because he said I did a good job.
It's good.
So that's that. Because so our studio did. What are you doing?
Something on your face.
I got it. You're supposed to check that before it started.
I don't think they could see. Keep going.
I saw you wipe like that. Okay. I didn't interrupt you when you were talking. You're not. I'm going to start saying something.
I'm not going to talk.
Okay. So our jiu-jitsu studio had a family day. It was the professor's goal to get me on the mat. He and I kept saying, if you could get more time in the week or add another day of classes, I'll get on the mat. And so he's like, all right, well, if everyone's on the mat at the same time, then you can come too. So I did it.
Marketing genius. I thought it was great.
It was a really good idea. Kids loved it. We loved it. So,
but that's not the submission.
Supposedly, I'm getting a gi for my birthday.
That was Thomas's. Thomas is dead set on getting you a gi.
He's very serious
about it. So you're going to have to get a gi.
I'm getting a gi.
But that's not the submission we're talking about.
No.
But to go back to Tradwise, what like, because you are on Instagram more than I am. Like, what's the movements that you're, or the trends that you're seeing there?
Well, I think similar to, I mean, we kind of alluded to that we think some of the red pill community perspectives are also seeping into traditional conservative family life. And so I don't think that Catholic traditional husbands are exempt from that, right? So we kind of, there's some overlap in thinking and practices. So I think that that's similar to this traditional wife, stay-at-home mom. There's even a new trend of stay-at-home wives before having children. Trends as a traditional
wife. So as soon as you get married, stop working.
Yes.
And start homemaking.
Mm-hmm. And I think
does that include home repairs?
Does not include home repairs. Yeah. So, and I think it's interesting because I think it's a little bit different than when you were sharing about Red Pill, because it does sound more like podcast and YouTube based, right? Like
Red Pill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think, at least for me, that more women are on Instagram, and I think that that's where that information is being shared, that trend is being shared in like reels and posts and things like that.
Okay.
And
so what is it mm-hmm. that they're sharing? Like can you give some examples?
Yeah. So the big message is staying home to raise children, to home make. So making sure your home is clean and decorated and dressing beautifully for your husband. So making sure that you're elegant and makeup and things like that. And then even just like all of the posts and things like that are very filtered.
So what's right? bad about the first things? I have my opinions, but like what?
Yeah, it's tricky. I feel like it's very similar to what we talked about. Again, we keep referencing the old episode, but there's a lot of things that like toe the line. They're like borderline. It kind of depends on how it's actually implemented in your home, because a lot of it isn't like bad in itself to think that prioritizing, you know, your spouse and your children over work and over the outside world and activities and things like that. Like, I think that at its root isn't a bad thing, mm-hmm. but, it's kind of like there's often an argument against working moms, especially working outside the home. I think they kind of are borderline, whether like if you could do something from home, like freelance or write or sell makeup and stuff from home, that's okay. that you're allowed to do that. And then I think just the idea that the expectation is to always look a certain way, and that's how you show your husband that you love him, by making sure you're always beautiful and always put together. Mm-hmm. I think that that can cross into the toxic area pretty quickly if you're never authentic with your husband.
Hmm. Tell me more of what's bad. I have a thought, but I'd like to, like, I don't see like what's bad about this.
I think when
you ever to be blunt, pretend they're not here. They feel like you're trying to like.
I think
the cameras are on and like that.
Yeah, your career's, I don't know. I'm also, this is my personality. I'm polite.
Don't.
I think
4th percentile or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's dangerous when you're saying like that's the prescription for a happy home. That like that's the expectation and that's the way all homes should function. Like that's what you want to do, and that's where your gifts lie in like sourdough bread making and.
I'd love some sourdough.
Yeah, you would die from it, glutard.
offended. Oh, look, now you're.
Yeah, so you keep interrupting. I don't know. I want you to talk. I can respond better when you talk.
No, this is all about you.
All about me.
Because I can talk about like what I think wives should be doing, but that's like, I who am I to say that, right? So I feel like yeah. That wouldn't be authentic coming from us or from me.
Yeah. I think,
but like, what's the problem with the, because like, it's a movement that's obviously gaining traction because I think it's a, like, similar to the, like you said, Manosphere, it's like a swing.
Sure. I mean, it's completely like, it's a response to feminism, right? And mm-hmm. This idea that men and women should be the same in all things and like the loss of femininity in women trying to be more masculine in order to keep mm-hmm. up with what men are doing in the workforce or in society and mm-hmm. things like that. So it's trying to highlight the goodness of femininity. And I don't disagree with the idea of like reminding women that their femininity is important and wonderful and necessary. I think if you're just limiting that to your home, I think that that can be dangerous. I think that if you equate femininity to solely like how you look on the exterior, mm-hmm. that's dangerous. The counter argument is that you're showing your inner beauty by exteriorly looking beautiful.
That's always what I tell myself when I get ready. So when it takes a little too long, I'm like, no.
I want everyone to see how beautiful I am.
My soul deserves this time.
Yeah. And that like that, you know, some of the things like your husband deserves to come home to a happy wife that has her makeup on and her hair done and her dresses.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Now the feelings are starting to come out. I'm sorry. You rarely come home to me in a dress.
That's only during the summer.
That's during the summer.
Summer, spring. When is it that what are those dresses called?
Sun dresses.
Yes. Those. Sorry. Sundress season.
Yeah. And I think the really dangerous part of the trend on social media is that in Instagram land, there's not like long form conversation about this. It's really just like clips of these women in dresses and they're twirling around in front of this like fireplace with a mantle that's all made up and like, mm-hmm. and then they add a filter and then they've edited it and things like that. And they've moved all the toys away because their children don't have toys apparently. So when you just see this little box of a woman looking in this way and then, you know, a little caption or something quippy to get you to pay attention, you know, I think that's really dangerous to think that that's what someone's whole life looks like. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's poor. I think that's dangerous marketing too, to portray that like your life looks like this and that any normal woman would not be able to live like that all the time.
You know, I've often wondered how other people actually live mm-hmm. because so like we had a, youth group alum come over.
Oh my gosh. This on is Friday. Horrifying.
After jiu-jitsu, she just came over for like 5 minutes after. She came so to Jiu-Jitsu. Sweet. She visited. No, we love her very much. And
I'm not horrified she came over.
I don't know if she's listening. But she came over and we, like, the kids wanted to show her a cat that we're fostering, a kitten. Like, we're holding a kitten for friends and then we're going to give it to them when the kitten's ready, when it's fully cooked. and the kids want to show her the kitten and the kitten's in her room. So we come in, like, and it's all craziness when we come in. And I don't know where the kids are. And I'm like, where'd you guys go? And then we're like, oh, we're showing this alum who will remain nameless, the kitten. And I'm like, don't. And I yell, because the kitten's in our bedroom and our bedroom's an absolute mess, mostly because of me. And I was just like, part of me was horrified. I was like, oh, she's going to see how we sleep, which is embarrassing. But like how we live is embarrassing and it's, everything's messy. And I don't know how people, like, I can see how you could do that with one kid, like have a clean home. I can see how you do that with two kids, right? Two kids could, like, I feel like, but
we did not have a clean home with two kids.
That's because we weren't on the trad wife train yet.
That wasn't a trend yet.
but like, we could with two kids. Like if you I don't, suppose. You could.
Now that they're older.
Maybe. Oh yeah, well, I don't know. But like with five, it's so hard to keep the house clean. And like we can clean for company coming over. We can clean, like we can tidy at the end of the day or as the day starts before we go off and make messes. But I don't know how you could do so many things in a day, like homeschool the kids and make sure that they eat. I would get them eating is such a big thing for me because of being a stay-at-home dad. Like I remember not being able to do certain things. So I don't see how the trend, I don't know if the trend is an actual thing or if it's like a caricature that people do in order to get followers. Like, I don't know if it's because I know the Manosphere stuff is legit. Like they actually believe the things, like they actually live this kind of life. I don't know if I actually buy the trad wife thing as not just being a huge satire thing that people are putting out there.
I just don't.
Cause like, it's not, I don't think it's doable.
I just don't know how their children are living.
Like, I don't know if they actually have children.
That's true.
Like they're all paid actors because
here comes Sam.
I let you talk. They do the freaking, like, let's put up a tripod with no duct tape, presumably. Like this is a tripod that is actually, what is it? So far? Like this is a tripod that has actually been paid for. And then, and it stays up and they didn't need to like take a road trip. So like they have the tripod up and then like, okay, kids, mommy's going to sit and you have to come one by one and give me a big hug. Like, you know how much script I've tried to make movies with these kids and like, they're terrible at lines.
They're horrible actors.
They don't remember like what they need to be doing next. They always look at you. They look at the camera. Like because one thing I like to do, we used to do this every Father's Day, is I'd make a movie and then I'd edit it with the kids. They'd be really dumb movies. Like it'd be like
they
all get like Spider-Man costumes or like get their Power Rangers costumes. We'd make a movie and like they love it because they could see themselves on TV. So we've done, I think, three or four since, like, I think Colby was like 4 or 3 years old when we started doing it. So I've done those and they're edited and everything. But I remember making those things with them and like they're just so, they don't listen. No. So like, hey, like Colby, you are going to run in that direction. He's like, I'm going to the neighbors. Like, no, you're going in the direction I just pointed you to. So for them to set up that thing, you know how much screaming must have happened to like, you run to mommy and you hug me, not where my bangs are. Like there's just like, there has, in order to like make sure it looks good, right? No, like you can't wear that because the filter is going to look weird. Yeah. Like there's just a lot of things that has to go into it. So I don't know if I buy the like, jump into the pool and like look happy as you come out of the water. Like, I just don't know if you could do that.
Yeah.
Our kids would not look that happy. No. I think that they're generally happy kids.
Yeah.
But like whenever you've tried to do like a Father's Day, like what's your favorite thing about daddy? Orange. Like no.
And they're like upside down on the couch.
Yes.
Like
it's not pretty. And I think, well, two things. One, I think it's fake. I think it's all fake. All the trad wives, they're just making it up to get followers so they can sell you something on Etsy. And number two.
Or a beauty counter.
Is a beauty counter? I don't know if that's, is that always a thing?
I mean, yeah.
So join my MLM. Or number two, I think that I just don't think the kids are as they portray them to be.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe it is real, but I think the kids part isn't real. Like maybe they do all those things. What?
Or they've just had these expectations of their children to not live a childhood. Like a little bit of me is worried that their kids have very like little freedom to just like play and create and get messy.
No, supposedly they do. Like this
well,
is the
maybe
thing.
Not messy.
Not that I followed a lot of these, but like they'll be like, oh, like every, we do science on Tuesdays and like they have them all in like the little, like a box of their science creation. Yeah. Like wow.
A little tray.
Or we are just failing as parents. Yeah. That can be a thing too. You need to wear more lipstick. That you need to do.
Then our kids would be the more. Kids would be,
yeah. If you wore a dress and not your suit pants, be like Dwight.
Like shoulder pads.
Yes, absolutely, Dwight. And the women are no longer allowed to wear pants. That's the key.
That's it.
I just don't know
problems
how left. how you live a life like that, because I think ultimately what we want is our kids to be able to have the best childhood possible, so that they can. I think they can be happy and grow with good social skills, so that they can integrate into – people are going to get mad at them. You don't want to integrate into the world. You don't want to be of the world. Shut up. That's not what I mean. I don't mean like they start believing what the world teaches, but like they have to be able to hold the job down. And you want them to be able to do all those things. And also
– you want them to be likable, because then if they have something good to say, you prefer that they had a good reputation to start with.
Sure. Yes. So you want all those things, and you also want them to keep the faith and have the faith as their own, so they can pass it down to their families. And then hopefully you don't have to leave a big inheritance for them, because they have their own money. And you can leave it to the church.
Not getting much from us.
But like, I just don't know. I feel like I don't know how it's doable. And like, I would love a trad wife to push back on me and like, no, it is doable. If you make your husband sandwiches all the time, like, I just don't see how you could do all the things. Cause like, even if you got the kids to behave to that extent, and then also to not have the house that clean, right?
Yes.
Like, how are you then homeschooling?
Yes.
Because they're not all the same age. So they're not all learning. You're not teaching your 5-year-old algebra. So like, if you're having to teach every kid everything,
yes.
Unless like some, maybe they just don't think certain subjects have any merit, which like maybe math is irrelevant.
Excuse me.
Okay.
No, but then also like, how do you read that much in a day? Like if literature and poetry and the classics are that important, then like, maybe that's why the house is clean, because our kids are just always reading all day long.
Maybe.
Our kids don't
Maybe read our kids much. Are just broken.
I don't know. And then they also have chickens and like.
Oh, yeah. And they homestead.
They homestead and they.
That's a trend.
That is a trend.
That we I can't do. Our property's too small. We're building a garden.
We're trying our best. We built a garden bed today. Yeah.
So ultimately, I think it's not a real thing.
Yeah.
That's my conclusion. It's not a real thing. And if it is, I'd like to hear from people who actually like live that full life, and just to see, I want to know what it's actually like. And I also don't think that should never be anybody's standard, like you said, because it's not healthy. But I also don't think that it's not what like actual complementarity looks like in marriages. Mm-hmm. So there's two different ways. I think I might get these wrong. So I apologize, because my notes are on the phone that I'm recording with. But so there's two different views of the, how you view submission in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So like there's the complementarian view, and then egalitarian view is the other one that believes the husband is the head. And like by that, like he's like the ruler. Mm-hmm. And then the wife has to listen and obey. And then there's the complementarian view, which is like they both complement one another, mm-hmm. right? Mutual submission idea, which is typically the Catholic perspective, unless you talk to other people. But so when JP2 talks about in Letter to Women about how the husband and wife complement one another and how the wife is supposed to be the helpmate, mm-hmm. It's really interesting to hear him talk about it in the sense of like that women aren't just like the helpmate in the home, but also to society. Mm-hmm. And there's two things that are like implied by helpmate. One is, what's one thing is implied, like the idea that women need to complement men because men are inefficient on their own, mm-hmm. which I think is super important to keep in mind with the whole trad idea concept. Cause like, I like the idea that like each should have the roles so that both can be successful. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the idea that makes it seem like these roles are very, like that you can't shift them around according to what the couple needs.
Yeah. According to like life circumstances, mm-hmm. or even just your own like strengths and weaknesses, mm-hmm. like personal strengths and weaknesses and the dynamics of your family and the, you know, all that stuff. I think like to your point, I don't know how these women are doing all of the things that they say that they're doing on their own without like a nanny or a house cleaner, which they might have, but then at least just admit it.
She needs to be part of the Instagram reel.
Yes. Like just must be a woman.
That's my mom. Sorry.
Nana. I just think that that's really important to like share that, you know, and then like to just be honest about where it's impossible to do everything all the time, right? So it's like, what things are you letting go for the sake of like choosing and prioritizing, right? So like even in our complementarity and our strengths and weaknesses, right? Like there are times where you will help and do some of the things that I typically do in my role because whatever else is happening that it just didn't get done, right? And I think to not share that that kind of stuff happens in your home is dangerous for people who are searching like, oh, I'm struggling. Is this the answer to my struggles? And then you try to live what you see in a box and then feel more like a failure because you can't live up to that too. You said something else, but I forget what it was.
You weren't listening. Keep going. It's okay. No. But so the, so in terms of like women helping in society, I don't think, like, I don't think it'd be right to say, well, okay, fine. She has a thought now.
No, go ahead.
I don't think it's right to say that women should never work.
Right? Yes. Because all these traditional wives who want to have their home births, I'm sure, have women doulas and midwives. They're called midwives for a reason. That's one of
why are they called midwives?
Because they're
the middle wife. Of the wife is but the like, stomach. That's, sorry. That's the center.
But it's not a mid husband, right? Like it's
no, anyways. I'm not a mid husband. I'm a great husband. Get it?
I got it.
Get it? That's Gen X talk. No, not Gen X. Gen Z talk. Keep going, keep going. Right, because no, something's mid, it's meh.
Yeah, right.
Okay, just making sure.
That's why I went like this meh.
I don't know if you're confused. I felt hand signals.
I felt like that was really okay. But just like to think that we don't need women in society to help society go well, but then also like you rely on working women to help. I don't know.
See, and my opinion has always been that I don't think it's, this is just my opinion. Like, no, To Become Family does not believe this. Renzo believes this. I don't.
Thank you for the distinction.
I don't necessarily think that we should discourage women from working. Because I think that's a big shift is to like discourage them from working altogether. I do think that we should encourage them that motherhood is not a negative, right? So like I think that for some reason it's been put at – well, not for some reason because it's hard to work when you're a mom and pregnant. So like it's been put – like they've been juxtaposed. Is that the correct phrasing? Like it's been seemed like it's either you become a mom or you work.
Yeah.
And you can never do both ever, ever. And because of that, I think – we've shifted to just always encouraging women to go work and kind of in the process of doing that have demonized being a mom as like, this is the worst thing ever that could happen to you. And I don't like that shift because I think that if you tell women that being a mom is a bad thing, like they're never going to want to be a mom and being a mom is a great thing. So are you going to look something up?
I took a screenshot of some of the, like, accounts. And this is them.
That's our face.
That's our face. They're like listing like what their like purpose is, right? And their like their account is here to like this one is opting out of competing with my husband, viewing children as a burden, contraception, and imitating men. Women, let's take back the role of homemakers, heart shapers, wives who love being wives, and mothers who love being mothers, a woman who uplifts one another and have a holy fear of the Lord. All of this sounds great, right? Speaking well of your husband, fostering friendship with your husband, being open to life, dress for your everyday with modesty and beauty, let him lead, find joy and worth in homemaking and motherhood, seek a lower pace to be present in the moment, cook from
slower pace.
Sorry, seek a slower pace and presence to each moment. Cook from scratch and prioritize family meals.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why is that a thing? I was vibing with her until she said cook from scratch. Why do you need
and
to cook from scratch?
And that's where it starts getting and make a
work. Especially for family meals. Where is my scratch cooked family meal? I had hash, corned beef hash, and eggs.
That was your choice. You also had my egg casserole before that.
Was that from scratch? It was.
It was. Maple but I warm? Used frozen tater tots in it.
Because so. Wow, you're not a trad wife.
Read more beautiful literature over watching TV.
I support it. Wait. No, make a warm and inviting home in an economical way. But that would be just throw everything of the kids out. Wait. Think secondhand and what?
More timeless pieces over trends. She's talking about like thrift shopping.
Oh, like Macklemore.
What?
Isn't that the song? Thrift Shop?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
That's when like Keelan was little. Back in the day.
High key.
Back in the day. Wait. No, wait. I was talking about being, why are we doing this? Hold on. I was talking about not encouraging people to be mothers.
Right. So I wanted to share what some of these accounts, like they say that their goal is, mm-hmm. but then also like do this other portrayal of other stuff.
So like the first half of what she was saying was good.
Right. So like they're saying that they're trying to do what you're saying, like to respect and honor motherhood and being a wife and loving your husband and stuff like that. But then like as they continue to post and as you like, if you actually watched the reel or looked at the picture, you're just like, yeah, that sounds great. But then also this doesn't look like real life. So that was,
we don't hold hands by the beach. Nope.
Nope. We have too many kids. They're running into the ocean and like trying to poke jellyfish with sticks.
I remember our kids' last beach we went to. They couldn't swim and they just started running into the water.
Yep.
Idiots. I just want to be famous on Instagram. No, but so, and I like, see, and I, that's where, if it is real, I don't know. I have a hard time believing that person.
Yeah.
Right.
Because like you can do so many.
You know what? You know what it is? Their oldest kid's probably three. That's another thing. Like, okay, you have a 3-year old, so you don't have to homeschool much. Well, like you play. What?
There was that one recent one that I sent you and I said cringe when I sent it. And I want to go back and find it. But she has a lot of kids and her oldest is old. I'm going to turn it down. How to be a good wife. Step number one.
Tell me.
It's a wife's duty to look her
there.
Best.
I.
And look at that. There's so much white in that house.
Do you know how much lighting that takes? Because this takes forever. You saw me all do that. Okay. Number one. So it's a wife's duty to look her best. Do you agree?
It's her duty to look her best? No, I do not agree.
Mm. I'm kidding. I agree with you. When your husband arrives home, give him a cheery welcome.
I think you should try that.
You do that.
I try that.
Even when you have a long day.
Even when I have a long day, I'm happy that you're home. And I do think that it's important for me to
like. No, I want to go through all of them.
Okay. There's only one more.
I think giving a cheery welcome is a good thing.
I think you should attempt that.
Even when the day's been hard. I also think you like when I come home. That like, oh, you're home. Make me laugh. That's what you say. You whisper in my ear.
I do. Make me laugh. Make this better.
Paint me like your French girl. Let's keep going.
Don't overlook the fact that the average husband likes being made a fuss of.
What does that mean?
Like I should dote on you.
I don't want
and
that.
And do special things for
nope.
you.
Nope. All I want is jujitsu.
Yeah, you get that. three to five days
no,
a week.
No, I meant with you.
Oh.
I don't want you to donate. To be made a fuss of is like come do things with me. Like do things for me. Like bring me things.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Like, that's weird. Because that's like a servant, right? Is that, but like, yes.
It was a very popular reel. And she has a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
Keep talking.
Like, I had a point from
St. John Paul.
So, I look at this stuff sometimes.
Oh, now she's finally being real at minute 40. Keep going. Keep doing it.
I look at this stuff sometimes and I fluctuate back and forth between like, kind of like you, like, there's no way that that's real to like, what am I doing wrong with my life that my house doesn't look like that? Or my kids, I can't get the kids' acts together to accomplish mm-hmm. the things I want in a day. Or like, what do I have out of order that's like, not making this happen.
It's the pants.
And I don't wear lipstick. But like, and I'm not I'm a pretty like organized, I like routine and structure to the day. Like I have a plan and I'm not super easily distracted. So like, I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. One of our phones went down.
No, sorry. We have this backup.
Okay.
Do you feel like you're, so
I go back and forth. Like I fluctuate and sometimes I'm just like, I cannot pay attention to this. Cause it can't be real.
Hmm.
And then there's times where I wonder, but is it real? And I'm just screwing this all up. I think it's more with like the mothering and the kids. Like, why are my kids such savages?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But so, also my kids are really happy.
Mm-hmm. So would you, so what would your advice be for anybody who's struggling with stuff like that? Cause like if you, cause it's clearly like this is, I know I was making, I've been in, making jokes the whole time.
Tell me what JP2 says so I can feel better.
I did, and you interrupted me with reels.
I'm okay. I'm done now.
That was it. He was just saying that it was more of saying how women are necessary for society to function, and it's not
quote unquote just because you raise the future men of society, right? Mm-hmm. Like I think sometimes they hear those things. And then they're like, well, that's what I'm doing at home. I'm raising the children who are going to change
society. No, it was more of that, like the genius of women is applicable to so many different areas of life or of society. So women are needed in different areas. So like not just in the home, but like outside of the home as well. Because I think people forget to, this is another point I was going to make, is that like your kids are only – going to need you for a certain amount of time. Like eventually they're not going to need you anymore. So like, mm-hmm. you'll be able to do other things.
Mm-hmm.
So like, even if it's I don't know. So like, I don't know if it seems like the trad wife thing is really pushing for like perpetual motherhood. Right. Mm-hmm. But like at some point you're not going to have kids anymore in the house. So you're going to be able to do other things. If you're not being a stay at home parent. If you are being a stay at home parent, and if you're not, and you figured out other ways that your family can function, like the things that you contribute to the workforce are necessary.
Yeah.
And
I think like, mm-hmm. I do think that like, yes, I agree with them on like, we need to prioritize our family over the needs of other people. Sure. Right. Like
over a career.
Over a career. Like, right. Yes. Cause I know being a teacher, like you could feel trapped in like, but I'm doing so much good for the students. Right. Sure. So like, it's not just career driven.
Well, would you agree then? I think you would, but I would say that if either of us is going to sacrifice a time with our kids for a career, it should be me because I think they need me less when they're younger.
Yes. I do think that the feminine genius in raising children is what younger children need,
mm-hmm.
like more time with.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that like, yes. So I do think that if they are missing that from their mother, then that there needs to be some reordering of career goals and financial goals in the family. That mm-hmm. like if your children are missing out on your mothering, that's
mm-hmm.
a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think as they get older though, I don't think this is the case with my job, but if it got to the point that like my career was pulling me too much away from the kids to the point that like the older kids weren't getting enough of me.
Mm-hmm.
I think then it'd be completely ordered for you to be like, I'm going to have to get a part-time job
mm-hmm.
so that
you can be home.
Can be home more. Or yep. So I can, you know, so we can balance so that it's not me constantly out of the house. Cause like, sure. Especially like as you see the kids get older, like even the oldest one asked me to come in and say goodnight to him.
Yep.
And like, we talked for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So like I know he's desiring my attention in a very different sure. way than the little ones are.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to be aware of that too. So I just don't yes. think it can't ever be as black and white as the mom needs to always be home or the dad always needs to be out of the house.
Yep.
Or even just be like both always need to be working. Like you have to discern what's best for your family. And I think there's an objective what is best for your family and not like what is the best compromise for all of us to get what we want. Does mm-hmm. that make sense? Cause I feel like couples can think like, oh, if we do these roles for all three, for like the kids and for the two parents,
I'm not following.
Okay. Right. So I'm assuming this is for like a parent who both parents are working. So like both parents could be working and they have a kid and neither of them wants to stop working and they can feel like, all right, what's the best way for us to keep our careers and also have a kid let's do it this way. And I don't think that's always the best. I don't think if the discernment isn't challenging you to, for somebody to give up something, mm-hmm. anyway, it's just like, let's all make sure we keep everything the same way. So we all get what we want.
Yeah.
I don't like it. So that we're compromising one way or the other so that everyone gets what they want. I don't think it's a good
thing. Yes. I think that the question should be the like, how do we serve our family best first? Mm. Not how do we both get to keep our careers?
Sure.
Like, I think that I think that like.
It's Monica wording things better than me.
No, but I think to your point is like, I think that's the question that a lot of people ask though, is like, okay, how do we work this so that we both keep our career mm-hmm. and the kids are okay? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the wrong question to ask. And that's why some answers are disordered or cause dysfunction in your family because you asked the wrong question.
Right. And that's coming from because our society and our culture has made children seem like such a bad thing.
Yes.
Because it's again, put the two things opposed to each other. Either you have children, you have a good career.
Correct.
So that's why most people like, and what was the, I'm a male and I don't know football man. Kicker's name?
Butker.
I almost called him Butcher, but that's not it. Like in his speech saying that like have kids, like yeah. get married young and have kids. A big part of that is also because like if you get married young and you have kids young, most likely like both of your careers won't be going
yes.
and like be full bloom and you'll be yes. making a lot of money. That's why most people are waiting to get married until their 30s. So their career is set and like, oh, now that we're financially stable, let's go have kids. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot harder to pull out of careers when
yes.
you've been doing it for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Right. So. But when you have kids early, like you don't have that, like you're not going to have a lot of money when your kids are young. And mm-hmm. now you're slowly building your career as you get older. Mm-hmm. So
I think it's just a like, well, not everyone finds a person they're going to marry that young either. I think it's really just.
Well, but that depends. Well, okay. So I guess it depends on the audience. Cause I think yeah. at least right now, a lot of young adults aren't looking to find a marriage at 20. They're just looking to hook up and date around.
Sure.
So.
But I think that there's a lot of young Catholics who are willing to get married and they just haven't found a spouse yet. I think you really just like you said, the objectively there is a good and that good is prioritizing your family. Mm-hmm. It's prioritizing your spouse and your children over your career, over what society needs from you. It's not saying that you can't be a gift to society. It's not saying that you can't contribute to it and be a part of it and do the things that you're really good at. You know, like certainly not discounting gifts and that's necessary for the world. But if your family is suffering because you are sharing those with others before you're sharing that with your home, then that's disordered. Mm-hmm. And that's objectively wrong mm-hmm. for your vocation. So there's not an answer of whether or not you should, it's not a yes or no, should you be working, a working mom or not a working mom, but it's like, is your family suffering because you've made this choice? You know, are there ways to do this differently so that you are present and available and giving them your best before you give others your best?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, yeah, so it shouldn't always be a no that, but yeah. And I think.
Also, you're not feminine because you don't make bread when you're home.
You seem a little upset about that.
I was just reflecting on my disinterest in baking and cooking. Sorry.
Keep going.
Like, because I stay at home, I should be cooking more, baking more, whatever. I don't know.
Wouldn't be opposed.
You ate all my casserole.
Did you bake it? You did.
I did make it.
So why don't you like making things from scratch? I'm just poking you.
Oh, I don't know. I just, like, I can. It's not like I can't.
Are
I
you?
Just,
can you?
I'm going to pinch you under the table.
No, stop. No, I like it. Stop. Keep going.
I just don't find it fun or like the best use of my time. I have other mm-hmm. things I'd rather do. Like, I don't know.
No, I think it's. I think it's an. Sorry, I'm.
Being, I cook
I'm
every being, day. Our children eat food.
I'm like, being a jerk about it. I think it's an important thing to bring up because I think
I have a 3-ingredient rule.
Hold on. I think it's important to bring up because I think there are women out there who. Will hold that as like a standard yeah. of like, can I cook things?
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of like, in the same way, no, well, okay, hold on. Let me roll my sleeves up for this. Okay. I made a garden today, guys. in the same way that like millennials not being able to like fix things with their hands has been made into a meme. I think women not being able to cook has also been made into a meme of millennial women. Like, oh, you can't do things, right? So, and I think it's just funny how and we're doing this too, like how older generations will hold the newer generations to a different standard or to the same standard and be like, look, you can't do what we do. And we're doing that to Gen Z.
Yeah.
Whatever. We're better. but it happens with every generation if you do the research on it. But like, it's funny to see how like the world is just different though than it was. And so like, what was the thing we were watching? Was it a show that someone was saying like, why can't you just call people or whatever? Like if you have an issue, just call them and we'd be send a text.
And just, don't call me. It's not an emergency. Yeah, text me.
So like, it's just, it's very different. Like seen as calling somebody seen as annoying to our generation versus.
That's true.
So like,
but I think that there's traps too, right? Like some people feel like, oh, I must not be manly or masculine if I can't do this. So I think cooking is one of those that like, am I really a woman if I can't cook or don't like to
I have no qualms to not, like, I have no problem sharing that. Like I can't do things with my hands. Like I haven't learned how to do them. So I don't have those skills naturally. That doesn't mean I'm opposed to, I actually like learning. Like I was really happy. I did build the garden. I was really happy with the garden.
I'm very excited about it.
Gotta pinch me, but I like the garden. I like that I was able to do it. I don't put my masculinity in the fact that I could do slight like cutting things and putting them together with like putting wood together. So I don't think like, I know that you're not interested in it. But I do feel, I have seen when you bake something and it was good and the kids like it, you get happy.
I do get really excited when you like my cooking.
So like there's, so like there's something in it where like, I do think there's a masculine thing to building something that like, look what I made with my hands.
And you like that I liked it.
Yes. Right. And I was really excited that you liked the thing.
Yeah.
Same with the chicken coop. But that doesn't mean that we have to hold our whole identity into the ability to do those things.
Yes.
So I think, because I think there's also the, I also think people are scared of the meme and are opposed to the meme. So they just never, will never learn how to do it.
Right, right, right.
Which I think is bad too.
Yeah. I think it's just like, I just find a lot of joy in like serving you guys. And
making
then
a fuss over me.
Making a fuss over you. I guess that's true. Maybe they're right though all along. Full circle. Never mind. Do everything they say. No.
Keep going. Keep going.
No, I just like, I like serving you guys and you guys liking it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like, that brings me joy. And I think that that's how marriage and parenting should be, that like you enjoy giving of yourself to the people that you love. I don't think that there's like, I don't think that there's a checklist of a way to do that and that you have to do that every single day and it has to be done in a skirt.
Well, I had a thought until you said that.
Sorry.
But I think, so I think it's important too, though, is that like you enjoy serving.
Yeah.
And it's not out of like a, oh, there's a two different types of fear for us and God. There's servile fear and I think filial. Servile service or filial service, filial love. There's one love of like, well, there's one way of like looking at God where it's like you're afraid of him. And the other one is like that you see him as I forgot what the filial means, man. Like you, so sorry, I'm going to try to make this connect at some point. Like you can see God as someone who's looking to punish you and you serve him out of fear of punishment, or someone that you're looking to serve. Or someone who like, or you see him as someone who loves you and you serve him out of love, right? And there's two things. And I think sometimes the trad wife idea can end up becoming more of a servile thing where like I serve my husband because that's my role. That's what I'm supposed to do. And if I don't, I'm not letting him lead and I'm not being submissive, blah, blah, blah. Versus the other one who's like, I serve him out of love. And like, and I think there's more freedom in one than the other. And I think you could still say the same things of like, oh, my husband is my leader and I'm submissive, blah, blah, blah. But like, you're not serving out of afraid that you're going to break the rules of how the home should be.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's also a little dangerous is when you get into that mucky muck.
Yes. I know we're making a lot of jokes about like what to wear and stuff like that. Because like, it's not like I don't like dressing up and having you like. Dressing up, dressing down. I don't know which way you prefer. But.
None of those. Keep going.
It's the end of the episode. We're just going to end it right there.
You're making a good point.
Because it's not like yes or no, like one extreme or the other. Like it's okay to want to dress up for your spouse and like have them like the way that you look. And
if you were dressed up when I came home, I'd ask where we're going.
Yes. My gosh, it's so funny. Ben asks that every time we're dressed. Where are we going? Are we going to church today? Yeah. Most of the time the answer is yes. But that's funny because that's what the kids do. Yep. They're like, if I come down dressed in the morning, they're like, where are we going? What are we doing today?
Like, they'll ask me, like, are you going to work today?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
What's the takeaway?
The takeaway?
From all this. Yes.
I don't know. I think one important thing is like to ask yourself, what's your motivation for doing certain things? Like, is it out of the sense of like duty or comparison, or this is what I think I'm supposed to be doing, or am I doing it out of love? And then making sure that we're prioritizing things the right way.
Mm-hmm. I think the takeaway is get off social media because it's terrible. Most of the people that...
Unless you follow us, then you can keep following us.
No, don't. I don't. I care for your good more than ours. Stop following us on social media. Delete all your social media. Just listen to Apple Podcasts. That's it. And leave a 5-star review. But yes, stop comparing yourself on all of those things. I think the church has great precepts for us to live out, and then just live within our family and not compare yourself. If you can do all the TradWife things and do it in a way that you think is great for your family and it's holy and happy, then I don't believe you're real. I'm kidding. No, then you go for it. But if you don't feel like you can live up to it, I don't think you should hold yourself to that standard, because that's not a standard that is prescribed by the church or anyone's following.
It's not a requirement.
No. But love your family the best you can and talk to your spouse about it and see what they say.
We'll see you at the next episode.